Hello, fellow Roboteers. I am Ali, the driver of Big Dave 3, and you'll have to excuse me for my coughing occasionally because for some reason my illness has come back to haunt me. So, where do we begin with this second episode? I really enjoyed it. It was a lot less numbing than the last episode, where there were so many hits, which qualifies my next statement of why the episode previously didn't get ranked higher by me, because I just got so numbed by so many impacts they had on each other. You could just have too much of a good thing. And in the episode just gone, they've had a lot less of them, but it was still very fast-paced and very enjoyable overall, I felt. So my first thought was, how many of these introduction sequences did they have to do before they said that we'll only have this many, we'll only have these six? So the first round had some interesting robots, including one from Belgium. They didn't get very far. There was no mention of Doomdal until halfway through the episode. I have to also apologize for last week for saying it was a doodah. It's actually the Doomdial. I just misheard it. So Cobra, the Belgian robot, activated Pit, which is where the first reference to the Doomdial was. But that was after Hobgoblin was flipped by eruption and unfortunately got hit on that 45-degree angle and could not self-right itself. So Killalot got hold of Cobra, and that pretty much would be the end of it, were it not for the fact that Eruption and Behemoth had a bit of fun with Cobra, and Behemoth was over-engineered in the right way, unlike Rapid, who were over-engineered in the wrong way, so that they had some redundancy in Behemoth. Even though they lost a chain in one of their drive belts, they could still keep going. So finally onto Group Stage 2. Cherub, who the real surprise package in this episode. That's a bit of a spoiler, but never mind. Apparently, it could do a handstand. We got to see the platforms and where the drivers and the teams are before the fight, which is, I think, is a nice homage to the old series where they used to have to lift up the platforms before the fight. Push to exit looks very quick and very promising early on, but we never saw it flip anything, and it just got conked out in the end. Draven as well just got utterly destroyed by PP3D. This was a battle that I didn't think was quite so entertaining, but PP3D showed off its potential to get to the final early on. Hello, yes, PP3D had the issues with fusing its electrics because there was so much power going through them with the current, so I would have reduced the power on there, but as we shall see, that doesn't happen. So Behemoth vs Eruption, the two flippers, and whilst Behemoth's modular system was not that decisive, it was actually the better choice than the Behemoth. And it was just better driving from Eruption, getting Behemoth to the side of the edge of the arena where actually they couldn't see. Neither, I don't think either competitor could see where the robots were at that point, but Eruption must have known that they were doing better because they kept them in there for 30 odd seconds. But eventually, Eruption flips Behemoth, cleaning out the arena. First count of the night. So, second round was Cherub vs PP3D. This was quite a fun little one because the greatest quote so far, even more so than Rapid, is "My dad was a wimp last year," in reference to the fact that they had Gabriel last year and they didn't want to do too much damage to anybody. Well, this is Robot Wars. You make it of what you will, but Sarah seems like a little Ellie and Joe in disguise from the old Bigger Brother team. Oh dear, that could be fun. Watch out next series. So Cherub actually starts by being more aggressive, and that helped them get through these fights, which is really nice to see. Not very powerful robots, but showed up a lot of these more powerful robots here, just because they were just way too powerful for their own good. But what a hit. My goodness. There were hairs standing on the end for that one. Not for the first time tonight. They actually had to have a timeout with Dara explaining what happened in the pits. When that hit went on, they heard it in the pits, which is a bit scary. But that hit from PP3D was so powerful that neither robot could move after the restart. The judges give Cherub the win because they were just more aggressive. Although, one wonders how much the recoil damage factors into it, whether they give points to Cherub or start giving negative points to the robot that has the recoil damage if they can't control it. Interesting to hear from PP3D Captain that they went for the all or nothing approach in terms of power, so that, as we can see already, has cost them one fight. So now we go into head-to-head three, and that was Eruption against Cherub. But Cherub was pretty much a sitting duck for this one, and it tried to move before the start of the count, which I felt was illegal anyway, because Eruption put them out within 30 seconds, although they missed the first time. That was about as exciting as that one got. Probably the most boring battle of the lot. Well, that was robot number two for Eruption out of the arena. And now an interesting one, Behemoth versus PP3D. That Behemoth scoop did well. The modular system showing the flexibility now of Behemoth as opposed to previous series. PP3D not being able to rip off the scoop like Carbide did in the Series 8. PP3D did get a very good hit on Behemoth, sending him flying early on into Zed Metal, but the recoil was just way too much. There were hairs really standing on the end of all my body after that. That was genuinely scary. The amount of sparks coming out of PP3D was so scary. They could continue fighting, but it'd be dangerous in that it might have actually exploded. So we have an interlude with Professor Noel Sharkey talking about delivery robots, with another good quote of, I think, coming out of Robot Wars here. Professor Noel Sharkey, PA, probably multiple PhDs, has been in the business 20 odd years. It goes bzzzt. In reference to what the delivery robot says to you when it has arrived at your destination, and after you've received a text of saying when it arrives, it goes bzzzt. The fun we have with Robot Wars. So, penultimate, ante-penultimate match is Eruption versus PP3D, and this is the build as the rivalry, as the last time PP3D did lots of damage to Eruption. But this is a must-win for PP3D now. Big hit early on for PP3D, but afterwards, I wonder if they actually deliberately turned down the power at this point to try and get through, or if there's just simply the spin downtime as Eruption. They're both moving around each other, but as soon as the floor flipper gets PP3D upside down and onto Eruption's flipper, just a simple case of driving it well. And flip number three out of the arena. I think that's a record, actually. In a row, anyway. And in the final head-to-head, it's a winner-takes-all between Behemoth and Cherub. And this is an interesting one. Very tactical. Starts off slowly enough. Behemoth used another modular system, which was interesting. I thought it would have worked, actually. Cherub's shape actually gave them better pushing head-to-head, because their own scoop was actually more adjusted than Behemoth's. Although Behemoth managed to push Cherub underneath the floor flipper, I think that should have counted as an out, and Behemoth should have gone through to the final. But they restart on the same amount of time as when Cherub got stuck underneath the floor flipper. I think that's very controversial. Rogue Robot Mode is restarted almost immediately. Dead Metal attacks Cherub, and then Behemoth tries to flip Cherub, but it doesn't really work. Cherub pushes a bit around, but not much else at this point. There's not much control from Behemoth most of the match, which probably cost them most, particularly towards the end when Cherub gets underneath Behemoth, and then Dead Metal manages to attack both robots, but mostly Behemoth. Ant, obviously not happy with the decision that Cherub won. He walked out. That was quite public. Probably the most dramatic way to get heat on your robot is to act like a child throwing out prams out of a toy. But yes, obviously, understandably, very emotional for the team there because they came so close to a final. Not for the first time. They had a decent win record this time, but it's such a shame. Two wins, three defeats for Behemoth, but still doesn't work out for them. I think that grab requires some revision, but I wonder where they got the design for that from. It's a quite an interesting design. So finally, we come onto the heat final of Eruption versus Cherub, with the tire fixed on Cherub as opposed to what happened in their previous fight, which is why Cherub was just sitting duck. Would the result be any different? Cherub tries to go straight underneath Eruption, but it doesn't work. Simply just end up on the flipper, and they get flipped out in 5 seconds. And it's number four out of the arena for Eruption. I'm hoping I'm not the only one keeping count. And I believe that's also our new record for Robot Wars. Wow. Okay, so that was close. Gravity beat Dantonkia with just 6 seconds. So Eruption managed to shave a second off that against Cherub. Dantonkia was in this battle pushed to exit. So Dantonkia beat IG88. Gravity beat Dantonkia, and Eruption again beat Cherub. These were all fastest times going out, so they've all held the record to some extent, and Dantonkia has been in there for the last three of them in to some extent, which is quite weird. Which is quite weird. So my final thoughts. I really enjoyed this episode, like I said at the start of this podcast. And it's nice to see you're only getting occasionally massive hits, which doesn't numb the sensation of having so many massive hits. One or two very tactical battles there, which evened out the situation. And ultimately, I'd like to see more of these style of fights where you get a mixture of everything. So more of the same, please. So I've been Ali, the driver of Big Day 3, and thank you for listening.